for this morning. Before we invite Reverend Hill to give the sermon this morning, let's turn to John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24. John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24. Jesus said, "Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshippers must worship in spirit and in truth." We shall invite Reverend Ho to come forward to preach, and also Sister Jane to give the interpretation into Mandarin.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
父神，我们今天早上带着一个敬虔的心来敬拜你，愿我们今天早上所做的一切，我们都能够蒙主你自己喜悦，让我们每一个的行动都蒙主你自己接纳。我们将会众交托在主的恩手中，你在我们当中，圣灵你在我们当中继续的运行。 我们将今天讲的翻译的都在你面前，完全的交托。你与我们同在，愿我们继续的带着一个敬拜的心来敬拜你。谢谢祷告，奉耶稣的圣名求。这个月是我们进入我们五大事工的另一项的事工，就是崇拜与音乐。
This is the month that we enter to another of one of the five ministries, which is praise and worship.
而当我们讲到崇拜与音乐的时候，其实崇拜与音乐在基督徒的生命，在教会的生命是很重要的一环。When
we talk about music and worship, it is a part of very important item in our church.
因为基督徒的灵命是否能够不断的提升跟成长？Whether
a believer's or Christian's spiritual life can continue to growth.
一间教会的这一个 灵属灵生命是否能够被更新？Whether
the church and this believer's spiritual life can be renewed?
这都跟他们对真正认识敬拜有很大的关系。This
has a close link with whether people know or understand or what means by worship.
你若去研究教会复兴的历史。
If we look close into the histories of church revivals,
你都会发现到几乎每一次教会复兴的其中一环，就是教会掌握崇拜跟音乐是有关系的。You
will come to realize that one of the important points is that the church growth is very closely linked to the understanding of worship.
你发现到基督徒的灵命会被提升，不断的更新，跟基督徒
掌握并且懂得进入真敬拜是有关系的。A Christian's spiritual life, whether it can be continued to be promoted and growth, is very closely linked to whether believers can properly master the understanding of worship.
我们虽然每一个礼拜我们都来崇拜，我们都来做礼拜，
Though that we come here every Sunday for worship,
但是许多时候 我们是否有真正的经历到耶稣所说的，我们敬拜的时候要以心灵和诚实来敬拜他呢？
Ask ourselves whether we really experience that the truth, the worship in truth, and in the spirit,
and in truth.
In truth.
许多时候我们会 空空的来，就是空空的回去。
A lot of time we will come empty-handed and we'll go back empty-handedly.
我们许多时候没有在这一个礼拜的这个崇拜当中被更新或者被神触摸。A
lot of time we are not be touched and renewed in the Sunday service.
因为跟我们的态度跟我们敬拜的认识是很大的关系的。It's
very closely linked to our attitude and our understanding of the true worship.
崇拜英文是 worship, 就是 worship. Yeah. 那英文的这个 worship 的意思是有配的，就是其实那个字根是 verb，W-O-R-T-H 跟 S-H-I-P 加起来或者组合起来的，意思是说 崇拜英文的认识是其中的一个定义，就是将神配得应该得的归给神。
In the word of worship is a combination of worth and ship, and is the respected praise to the Lord.
那么，因此我们要问：我们每一次来崇拜的时候，我们是否从我们的态度、我们的一举一动，是否将神配得的归给神呢？
Then we have to ask ourselves a question. Every time when we come to worship, whether we actually give all the respected praise to the Lord ourselves.
我们华人把崇拜称为做礼拜。
In Chinese, we call worship as 礼拜 means proper manner and respect.
特别是福建人更是把每一次的崇拜说是做礼拜，就是我们做礼拜。
And for Hokkien is for to make it to be respected.
那其实你去小心的认识华人对这一个崇拜做礼拜的认识是什么呢？
What is your understanding for Chinese meaning in worship?
其实做礼拜的里面的意思就是我们来崇拜的时候，我们要有礼，也要有拜。
In that means that when we come for worship, we have to give proper manner and respect to the Lord.
但是今天很多时候我们来做礼拜的时候，我们是没有礼也没有拜。
A lot of time when we come to worship nowadays, we come without manners and respect to the Lord.
今天很多时候很多人在崇拜进行一半的时候他就迟到，然后大摇大摆的还会打招呼这样的走进来。
A lot of time when we come for a Sunday worship, when we come late, they will come in still very prominently and sort of saying hi to everybody.
这一种的态度其实是没有礼拜的。
And this is no respect at all.
每一次你来崇拜的时候，很可能你会带着不同的心情来做礼拜。
Every time when we come for worship, we will come with a different heart.
很可能你来做礼拜的那一天，你的心情是很沉重，你闷闷不乐。
It could be possible that when you come for worship on a particular day, you come with a heavy heart.
若你不认识你是来做礼拜，你是来朝见神。
If you don't understand that you are coming for worship, you're coming to meet God.
你让你的闷闷不乐引导你来这一个崇拜。
And you let your heavy heart affect your worship.
当我们在赞美神的时候，我们是将感恩的祭献给神的时候。
When we come for worship, when we praise the Lord, we are giving thanksgiving to the Lord.
因为你的心情的沉重。
Because of your heavy laden heart.
你不想唱诗。
You do not feel like singing.
你不能够集中精神。
You can't pay attention.
所以你那一天你就整个心情就影响了你的做礼拜。
And hence that the entire day will be affected by your mood.
你不能唱诗，你不能专心听到，你不能专心祷告。
You can't pay attention to the worship, the sermon, and prayers.
你那一天来敬拜的时候，其实你没有期待有任何的与神相遇的这个层次。
In that particular day of worship, you are not expecting to have a special encounter with God.
很多时候，当你这样的一个心情的时候，其实虽然很可能别人看不到，但是你已经没有礼拜了。别人没有看到你这样的情形，不知道你的心情，但是在态度上你已经没有礼拜。
Though that other people do not observe the kind of hearts that you have for that day, but you do not have the right attitude for the day of worship.
基督徒，我们要学会一个崇拜或者礼拜的一个好习惯。
For a Christian, we need to learn this good behavior.
当我们踏进圣殿的第一步，我们不是找一些人来闲谈。
The first thing that we enter a sanctuary is not to look for people to catch up or to chit-chat.
其实我们第一件事情踏进礼拜堂的时候，我们要找一个位置好好的安静，然后默祷。
The first thing is to find a place and to quiet yourself and pray.
当你默祷的时候，你是做几件的事情，你将你的心情交托神。
When you are in a quiet prayers, you actually handle your mood to the Lord.
你将你的波动的这一个心情带到神的面前。
You handle the fluctuations of your mood to the Lord.
很可能你昨晚跟你的太太吵架。
It could be possible that you were having a quarrel with your wife last night.
今天很可能你带着很内疚的心来做礼拜。
And you are bringing a very a bad mood to the church.
若是牧师在讲靠主喜乐的话，大概你喜乐不来。
If the pastor is talking about be happy in the Lord, you could not.
你必须要静下来，然后再让圣灵检讨你。你必须要默祷的时候向神认罪，交托你的心情。
You have to quiet down yourself and handle these things to the Lord. Let Spirit work with you and go from there.
若你的孩子吵到别人
if you notice that your children are disturbing others,
当然这是很自然的
and this is very natural.
但是不要就是让他这样吵下去
but please do not let them continue to disturb others.
你要教导你的孩子懂得怎么样尊重，很小的时候就尊重，进礼拜堂的时候要很严肃的。
You have to actually teach your child that.Since they are young, to respect.
若你的孩子还不能够听话的话
if they still can't understand what you're trying to tell them,
你就把你的孩子带出外面，然后教导你的孩子。
Bring them outside and teach them.
若你忘记关你的电话
if you forgot to off your handphone,
你的电话响了
when your phone rings,
马上关掉。
Switch them off immediately.
不要在那边 hello.
And do not reply loudly.
其实你是不尊重台上的人，你也不尊重上帝，这是没有礼也没有拜。
By that, you are not respecting people who are up here, and you're not respecting the Lord.
很多时候你就会这样的不知不觉的，你的礼拜是没有礼也没有拜。
And unconsciously, a lot of time when you come for a worship is without proper manner and respect.
有一个作者讲了这样的一句话。
There's an author say this.
我先用英文读。他说 ,We have become a generation of people who worship our work, who work at our play, and who play at our worship. 他说我们已经成为一个很反常的一代的人。我们崇拜我们的工作。我们应该休闲的时候我们仍然工作。我们在崇拜的时候，但是我们却漠不关心的，我们很轻视我们的崇拜。我想，这个是使我们不能够真正的礼拜或者经历神的一个很重要的一个态度。
To me, this is a very important point that disturbs us from having proper respect and proper worship.
有人告诉我，这个时代的人，已经不喜欢看字了。
A lot of people tell me people in this generation do not like to read.
他们不喜欢读很多字的这一个书。
People do not like to read books that are full of characters.
有很多人说这个时代的人很可能你讲也没有什么果效。
And a lot of people say that even though when you talk, it's not with an impact.
所以我今天早上想到了一个办法，若是我今天讲到你听不进去，我想到一个办法，你至少看卡通，大概你会记得。
So I thought of a way that if you do not think that there's impactful of this morning's sermons, by all means that watching a cartoon maybe is more impactful.
这个像牧师吗？像我吗？
Does this look like me?
牧师在讲道的时候，就有人在讲话了。
When I'm preaching here, people down there are actually talking.
这个是没有礼拜的一个礼拜。
This is a worship with no proper respect.
再看。先看那一张。Yeah, 这个时候很多时候牧师停下来跟你说，哎，请你不要听电话啊，牧师都不想做，但是你要懂得什么是礼拜，尊重上帝。
We do not like to tell people that do not answer the phone, but we have to understand and know the manners.
7:40大概没有吧，你们都
Perhaps we do not have this sort of situation in the 7:45 worship.
太早睡觉。
Sleep too early.
Yeah, 这个孩子在那边吵他都不觉得有什么不对。
The kids is actually disturbing, but the father has no response.
这个也是听电话。还有吗？还有，应该是还有是吧？ Is there any more? No more. 我 miss 了几张更精彩的，要不要下个礼拜补回啊？那至少你若忘记了我讲什么，你记得这个卡通。
At least that you've forgotten what I preached this morning, you can remember the cartoons.
我不知道这样的果效好的话，以后我讲到我就不讲，我就给卡通大家看，因为我们有一组的卡通的人。
If you feel that this is much more impactful, I'll use this more often.
那因此，什么是耶稣说心灵与诚实的敬拜？
So what does Jesus mean by praise with spirit and truth?
其实我们要从期待神开始。
We have to look from waiting upon God.
当我们来崇拜的时候，我们必须要知道一个很重要的一个对象，就是我们来朝见神。
We have to be very clear that when we come for worship, we are come here to meet up with our God.
很多时候在我们观念上，我们知道我们做礼拜，我们是来朝见神。
A lot of time in our mind, we know that when we come for worship, we are here to meet our Lord.
但是在我们的行动上却没有看到我们真的是认识这个真理，我们是来朝见神。
But from our behavior, it doesn't tell us that we are coming here to meet our Lord.
我们迟到早退已经不当一回事了。
Whether we are coming late or leaving early is not is we don't feel a thing.
我们这种的态度，其实我们的迟到早退的态度，已经告诉我们说，我们对崇拜不认识。
The time of arrivals and departing tells us that we are not respecting the worship.
我们在唱诗的时候，我们是口唱心和吗？还是我们是只是口里唱，但是心中却不专心？
When we are worship, we are praising the Lord. Do we mean what we sing, or is totally different? What we sang is different.
我们会有这样的一些的表现，是因为基本上我们不知道神在做观众，神在观察我们的崇拜。
We have this kind of behavior because we are not aware that God is actually observing us.
所以很多时候我们的这个行动，我们不觉得是有什么不对。
Therefore, a lot of time we do not feel a thing when we have this sort of behavior.
我们要以怎么样的一个心态来唱诗来赞美神呢？
What kind of attitude we should have when we come for praise and worship?
有一个牧师说，今天我们常常把敬拜赞美或者赞美敬拜都称为唱诗歌。
There is one pastor says that a lot of time we take praise and worship take it as only singing.
但是他说，其实这一个赞美和敬拜的这一个字眼都已经提醒我们什么是敬拜了。
In actual fact, the words of praise and worship actually reminded us what is a true worship.
意思说，你每一次的唱诗歌，你的态度就是从你口中的赞美要引申到敬拜。
Every time when we sing a hymn, the praise from our mouth will actually lead us to the true worship.
你每一次唱诗歌，你口中的这个赞美。
Every time when we sing a hymn, the praise from our mouth.
你能不能够把你的赞美能够引申到每一次的赞美都是一个敬拜？
Will us be able to bring this into a true worship?
但是今天很多时候我们可以口唱，但是我们心中是没有敬拜的。
A lot of time when we sing, but we are not singing from our heart.
每一次你的赞美的诗歌若是都能够晋升到敬拜的话，你的那一天的这个赞美就很有意义了。
Every time when we sing a song, if we can have that longings or praise from the heart, that will bring a lot of meanings for that worship.
因为你要怎么样的才能够从你的赞美引到敬拜呢？
So how can you lead yourself from singing or praising to worship?
你要认识圣灵在引导你在敬拜。
You have to realize that Holy Spirit is actually leading us into worship.
因为圣灵是你的保惠师，他是你的老师，他是你的导师。
Because Holy Spirit is our teachers.
他会引导你，他会感动你，他会引你进入怎么样的真的敬拜。
Holy Spirit will move us, will lead us into a true worship.
历代志下第七章记载所罗门王献圣殿。
In the Second Chronicle chapter 7, it says that when it documented when King Solomon gave this dedication of the temples.
当所罗门建圣殿的时候，他的一个态度就是要将一切的尊贵荣耀都归给神。
When Solomon did this, he wants to give all the praise and worships to the Lord.
当他懂得怎么样的敬拜的时候
，When he knows how to worship,
圣经说神的荣耀就充满了圣殿。
In Bible, it's documented that the dazzling light of the Lord actually filled the temples.
神的荣耀充满这样的充满的这样的满，以致祭司们都不能够进去服侍。
Until the dazzling light of God's glory filled the entire temple until the priest could not enter.
你想想看，神的荣耀充满那个殿，以致那些要服侍的祭司们都进不到进去。
Imagine that when God's glory actually filled the entire temple until the priest could not enter.
因为当你有这个认识真敬拜的态度的时候
，When you have this true understanding of a true worship，
那么你就会真正的摸到神。
You can actually touch, feel the Lord.
你的每一次的礼拜就会满足神。
Every time your service will actually satisfy our Lord.
有一个这个崇拜学的一个专家。
There is this researchers in looking into worship.
他说在敬拜的时候我们要注意的，在敬拜当中有四个层次是我们要达到的。
It actually says that when we come to worship, there's four acts that we have of worship that we need to pay attention to.
他说，至少在敬拜的时候，这一个四个层次，若我们达到的话，我们就是能够真正的掌握什么是敬拜。
If we could actually properly comprehend the acts, the four acts of worship, we can actually know, come to know the proper, the true worship.
他说，在崇拜的第一个层次，就是你要知道你是来到主的跟前。
One of the first of the four acts of the worship is you have to know that you are coming before the Lord.
所以我刚才说你来崇拜的时候，你不是来跟别人这个谈话，你不是跟别人闲谈。
Hence, what I say just now, when you come for a worship, you're not looking for people to chit chat and to catch up.
你第一个层次，你踏进礼拜堂的时候，你知道你是来到主的跟前。
When you the first step you enter the sanctuary, you realize that you are coming before the Lord.
而教会的整个的设计就是帮助你能够感受到，帮助你能够跟神更拉近。
The entire design, the structures of the church is actually helping us and making us closer to the Lord.
所以教会的这个祭坛、教会的圣经、十字架这个彩色的玻璃等等，都引到或者整个的设计帮助我们能够感受到神的同在。
The entire design, the altars, the Bibles, the cross, and the colorful glass panels, and these entire things are helping us to get closer to the Lord.
你的态度也能够帮助彼此之间能够感受神的同在。
The attitudes, the behaviors that we're having is actually helping each others to come closer to the Lord as well.
若是你的态度是很敬虔的，你不是一来到就闲谈，然后喜欢走你就走，喜欢进来你就进来，这一种的态度都会帮助其他的人能够感受到我们是来到主的跟前来。
If you're having the proper attitude, the right respect, to help each other to feel that we are coming before the Lord, we are not here for others.
包括牧师的这个牧师衣，牧师的这一个整个的穿着，都是在告诉你这些英文说 symbol， 这一些都是告诉你，使你能够更亲近神。
The outfits of pastors actually telling us a symbol and telling us that we are coming here to get closer to the Lord.
所以这一些的整个教会的设计是要帮助你知道，告诉自己我们是来到神面前。
All these things that we have laid out is actually telling us that we are coming here, we're here to get closer to our Lord.
当你透过这一些知道你来到神的面前的时候，
When we are through all this, we know that we're coming to the Lord.
第二个层次是你知道你现在是要聆听神。
The second act is here, we are here to hear, to listen to the Lord.
我们要知道敬拜不是单方面的。
We have to know that worship is not involving only one party.
你不但是来唱诗赞美神，你不但是来奉献。
You are not here only to praise the Lord and to offer to the Lord.
你是来跟神相遇。
You are here to encounter God.
神怎么样的回应你呢？
How would God respond to you?
可以，神可以透过许多的这个层次层面来回应你。
God will through various things to respond to you.
所以你要期待神。
Therefore, we have to wait upon the Lord.
你要知道你现在是要来聆听神。
We have to know that we're here to listen to the Lord.
神可以透过一首的诗歌。
God can respond to you through a song.
那很可能你那一天的崇拜你觉得其他的都不是那样的真正的摸到你。
It could be that in that entire worship that there's nothing that could touch you.
但是善会师的那一首诗歌感动了你。
It could be the ending hymns that could touch you.
神就透过那首诗歌向你说话。
God get through the hymns and talk to you.
很可能你今天在听到的时候你什么都忘记了，但是有一个卡顿你记得。
It could be that you can't remember any of my sermon, but you remember one of the cartoon.
那神就透过这样的一个画面就向你说话。
God will go through this medium to talk to you.
所以你每一次来崇拜的时候。
Hence, when you come for worship every time.
你要准备期待神向你说话。
We have to be, expect that God will talk to us.
这个伟大的我是，是永活的主。
The great I am is a living God.
所以你要期待跟他有一个互动。
So we have to be, expect to have to encounter him.
当你唱诗的时候，是你回应神、向神感恩的一个行动。
Through hymns, we are responding to the Lord. We are thanking. We are giving thanks to him.
当你奉献金钱的时候，你的这一个奉献也是一个回应神的一个行动。
When we do our offerings, this act is actually telling us that we are responding to the Lord.
所以我每一次看到财政的算钱的时候，若有一分钱的话，我会很生气。
When every time when I notice that the treasury when they counted there's a 1 cent in the list, I will be very angry.
我记得我有一次在外面有一个乞丐跟我讨钱。
I remember that there was one time a beggar asked me for money.
我给他五毛钱。
I gave him 50 cents.
他还给我，他说五毛钱做什么？
He returned that to me and he actually asked me, what can I do with this 50 cents?
我在想，你来崇拜的时候，你把一分钱放在奉献袋，其实你的这个行动本身，你就不对，你对崇拜一点都不认识。
And if you're offering 1 cent and this behavior is not correct.
这一种的态度是没有礼也没有拜。
And this behavior and this attitude is without proper manners and respect.
你不懂得回应神。
You do not know how to respond to the Lord.
第三方面，我们是要带着感恩的心回应神。
The third act of this worship is we respond with thanksgiving.
所以这个感恩很常是一首的诗歌、金钱的奉献等等。都是你对神的这个互动的一个行动。
And this thanksgiving a lot of time can be a hymn, a praise, or some monies of offerings.
最后一方面就是我们善会是继续的侍奉神。
And the last part is that after the Sunday service, the worship is to be continued.
请你记得，基督徒崇拜不单只是礼拜天的那一天来到这里的一两个小时才是崇拜。
Please remember that a Christian's worship is not only on a Sunday's worship, but
我们整个的生命就是一个敬拜。
And our entire life is full of worship.
Our whole life is worship.
Our whole life is worship.
就是说你在星期一到星期六你是过着一个崇拜或者敬拜的一个生命。
From Monday to Saturday, you are actually living a life with worship.
礼拜天是你崇拜生命的高峰。
And Sunday is the highlight of the entire worship.
礼拜天是你跟弟兄姐妹聚集在一起的一个庆典，一个庆祝。
And Sunday is the celebrations where every brother and sister come together.
礼拜天结束的时候，牧师祝福的时候。
After the Sunday service or after the benedictions,
教会乃是差派你、差遣你 继续的过崇拜的生活，差派你继续的服侍神。
We are dismissed to continue to serve the Lord.
所以，因此这样，我常常说，报告就很重要了。
Reporting is very important.
在做 announcement 的时候，牧师乃是教会乃是告诉你，从礼拜天的经散会后到下一个礼拜，我们盼望你在什么地方参与侍奉。
And hence, announcement is a very important item because we are telling you that after the Sunday and the, for the balance of the week, what you can, what are the activities you can involve in worship.
弟兄姐妹，当你能够掌握什么是敬拜的时候，
dear brother and sister, when we can master what is the true worship,
我想神就能够更新你，神就能够更新教会。
God will continue to renew us and renew our church.
那个卡顿有 update 了吗？Did they update the cartoon? Yes or no? Oh no, it's okay. We 们继续的为做我们教会要设立 cartoon ministry 来祷告。
Continue to pray for the church of setting up the cartoon ministry.
我们希望透过漫画，我们能够向人传福音，特别向青少年的传福音。
We hope that through this ministry, we can spread the gospel to the youth.
那么，如果你刚才看了这些卡通，你觉得很有兴趣，你可以订购。
You can actually order if you're really interested in the cartoon that I showed just now.
我们真的是希望我们会透过更多不同恩赐来服侍神。
We hope that we can through different kind of spiritual gift to serve Lord.
Okay, 来了，来 ，next。这个刚才你们没有看到的。
This is the one that we missed just now.
有这样的一面出现吗？Okay,
this is actually exist.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
父神，让我们每一次的敬拜都讨主你喜悦。你教导，你引导我们懂得怎么样敬拜你。主，让我们懂得摸着你的心，以致主，当我们摸着你的心的时候，你就会被，你会喜悦，然后你就祝福我们。Lord, as we continue to worship you, we pray that we will really grasp hold on the true meaning of worship. Because Jesus said, God is spirit, those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, Lord.Lord, I pray that this congregation will able to grasp hold on the true meaning of worship, that every time our worship is a blessing to ourselves and is an act of honor to you. When you delighted, you will bless and you will enrich our spiritual life. Lord, I pray that we will be an impactful Christian, and we will know how to worship you. In Jesus' most precious name, I pray. Amen.